Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, dead air. Hey, from Bethesda, Maryland, Montgomery, Alabama, Cape Town, South Africa, Brussels, Santiago, Chile, we are the Tastemakers, and a warm, happy Tuesday to you, and a happy election day to all out there. Whether you're voting or you're not voting, it's still election day, so make sure you get out and do what you need to do. So happy Tuesday, y'all.
Tuesday, November 4th. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the world from sunny and beautiful Los Angeles, California.
You know, it seems like we were just in the middle of the heat of summer just a couple weeks ago. Then we rolled into Halloween, and next thing you know, it's 4 days into November, and it's wintertime. The Christmas stuff is out. They already got the Christmas cups at Starbucks.
And let's not forget the Christmas commercials on
Christmas
television.
Commercials, yeah. Christmas music already playing. I tell you, it just automatically goes into like,
it goes from summer to Christmas.
Just like that, within a matter of like a week and a half to 2 weeks.
And here in L.A., since it's always sunny and warm, and if the palm trees are blowing in the wind, we don't really think of a fall season because the weather-wise, it's just automatically warm. It's warm the whole time, so we skip fall. Once those Christmas commercials start, we go from summer to Christmas.
We do skip fall, and Mark, you know as well as I do, you and I don't have the opportunity to see it, enjoy it. However, over the weekend, we were in Bethesda, Maryland. We'll go into that a little later in the show, but we did have an opportunity to see the fall colors, the leaves changing.
The seasons. We saw the seasons, finally.
But before we get on to that, we'll start our show like we always do, wishing happy birthdays to the birthday people today.
The rich and famous.
The rich and famous and not so rich and famous. Got some big ones today, Mark.
I know.
Yeah, celebrating 45. In fact, we got two 45. Superstars celebrating their same birthday and the same age and the same day.
Wow.
We'll start off with Diddy.
Like Diddy.
Sean Diddy
Puff,
Combs or
Puffy
Puff
Combs.
Daddy or Puff whatever.
Puff Daddy.
45 today.
45?
45 candles.
Is that right? Boy, I thought he was young. Well,
he's been around.
He projects himself as a younger 45 because, yeah. Man, he's almost 50. But yeah. I would have thought the guy was only like 38 or
he's
something.
Almost 50. Yesterday he was 44, close to 40. Now all of a sudden today he's closer to 50. But yeah, you know, that's his deal. That, you know, he's in that, look at that field he's in. You know, rapper.
Right, exactly. Heavy drinking, everything, extracurricular activity. So you'd think that he'd look older.
Yeah, but
than
I figure,
he is.
Mark, you know, when you're worth $700 million or more, he probably has the best skincare, probably does the Botox.
Wow.
You know, drinks all the elixirs he needs to do.
Is that right?
So forth and what have you. Anyhow.
Good for another, the Diddy.
Yeah, there you go. What's he working on now?
Diddy? Does he need to work on anything? I think he's still
on Broadway.
I think he's still looking into his acting career.
Has he been on TV? I know he's been.
Yeah, he was on that Raisin in the Sun.
That was on TV?
Yeah.
I know he was in the play on Broadway.
Yeah. TV.
Matthew McConaughey. He's like a Super Ray star. 45 today as well.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Diddy and McConaughey, both born on the same day, celebrating 45 candles on their
good
birthday
for them.
Cake.
And Matthew McConaughey couldn't be more relevant. I mean, he's got the Lincoln commercials going on nonstop. They did that knockoff of him on SNL the other day. He's got Interstellar opening up on Friday.
And
he was on some cover of a couple magazines, and then he won some special award 2 weeks ago, the Ameritech Award.
Yeah, go figure. Plus, this was a couple years back, but I didn't know he was in this movie. Coming back from Bethesda, we were checking at the trailers on the plane, that movie called Jack Black.
He was in that?
Yeah. What was that movie
Bernie?
Called?
Bernie. I think it was Bernie.
He was in it. He had like some role as some cowboy or whatever. But
wow.
Yeah, like you said, very relevant. In any event, we have a lot today. Dez Bryant, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, 26 today.
26.
Ralph Macchio. You remember him from The Karate Kid?
I do,
and
but unfortunately nobody else does.
And winner of the Golden Ball or the Disco Ball and Dance with the Stars.
Oh, he won?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, who got kicked off last night?
The race car driver, the NASCAR, finally.
Finally. Anyhow, Ralph Macchio, how old?
50, I think.
53.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's our age, yeah.
Jessica Duggar.
Jessica Duggar. Of the Duggars?
Yeah. Didn't she just get
married? She's the mother, right?
She's 22.
Oh, she's the daughter.
I think
she's the daughter.
Just got married over the weekend.
Okay. She's the oldest daughter, I guess, right?
Didn't even share a kiss when she got married, when they said, you know, kiss the bride.
Why is that?
I don't know. Didn't hear that. Just said that she did not share a kiss with her.
Well, that's very, not only unusual, it's odd.
It's kind of weird.
Weird.
Loretta Swit.
Oh, she's got to be 75.
77. Jeffrey very Probst close. From Survivor fame.
44.
52.
Ooh, he looks good for 52. Yeah, 52. Looks real good.
Betsy Lee Frankel from Housewives of
48.
New York, right?
Yeah.
44.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her millions, hundreds
well,
of millions?
Well, who was that that said her business sunk about the skinny
slim girl or skinny girl?
Oh, somebody from Shark Tank was talking about that 2 weeks ago.
It went down the crapper, huh?
Yeah. She sold it, and I guess whoever acquired it, it just didn't go any farther than that because she sold it at its peak.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to go any farther because it was just at its peak.
So she made off like a bandit then.
Yeah. And the company that acquired it apparently
well, good for her.
Didn't do so
good. I'm sure she made at least a couple hundred million.
I thought it was like 100, yeah, 100,
yeah, so therefore I know she's going through that divorce with her husband. So
and
I guess,
I hope her husband gets everything he's due.
Yeah, that's the state of New York. We know how it is in L.A. or in California, 50-50 down
if
the half side.
If the woman could get half, the husband should be allowed that as well.
Laura Bush.
I'd say she's 62.
68.
Ooh, not bad. Not bad
today.
At all.
68. Will Rogers, he's long since passed on. He would be 135 today.
135?
Will Rogers.
Wow.
And rounding him out today, he was on the Today Show, our friend Curtis Stone.
Right, right.
37.
37, okay. 37. See, now he looks a little bit older than that, I think.
Yeah, 37 today. I thought he was a little older. But happy birthday to you all, and enjoy your day on election
It's a good
day.
List. It's a good list today.
Yeah, it was a lot today. Speaking of, let's see, who was on this list? I was thinking about The Apprentice. Did you see the list of the new Celebrity Apprentice? And did you see Donald Trump talking on the Today Show?
I only caught the ending after you sent me the text.
Boy, he's full of himself. But you know what? You have to say it's the greatest and the best. And, you know,
well, in his defense, I'll say that this is probably the best list they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian Ziering, popular from Sharknado.
Terrell Owens. Kate Bosslet,
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, that's huge.
Let's see.
Gilbert Gottfried
from the Celebrity Wife Swap fame.
Yeah.
For those of us who almost forgot who he was.
Affleck commercials.
Yeah, and there was one, I didn't know who she was. She was on the Cosby Show 30 years ago.
Oh, really? And then plus there's some Olympian.
Oh, Olympic snowboarder.
Yeah. Sean Johnson, I think. Is that her?
Yeah.
There's a Sean Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know who she is, though.
But it's not a bad list.
Yeah.
And then I guess it's
been the best so far because they always have.
And they filmed it a year ago. So it's been sitting on the shelf for a year, I guess, waiting for the right time.
It has been a while since they've been on.
Yeah, a long time. At least 2 years.
He's saying how it's always number one. And
no, he said it used to be number one. He said
they have to turn away people because everybody wants to be on.
I kind of understand. Interesting. Oh, somebody from the. A reality show too is on there. The Alaska one. Something Alaska.
No, it's the Catched.
Yeah, that's
Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch. Right.
So why was it shelved, or why has it been sitting on the?
I guess NBC was waiting for the right time to release it and put it on. They didn't think it was the right time. It wasn't. Nobody was relevant, and but now I guess Joan Rivers' passing has accelerated because she makes two appearances on it. So I think that might have something to do with.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she won a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I think that might have something.
So she passed on 2 months ago. So maybe they were planning on airing it right around then.
You know, who knows.
Who knows?
Yeah, but it looks good. The list of zeros is improving, and it's always entertaining. But you know what the thing is with these 2 hour reality shows? The 2 hours is too much. So the best thing to do is TiVo it and you knock it out in an hour. Especially
right.
Celebrity Apprentice, because that's a really slow going show.
Way too long.
Yeah,
it's got to be an hour, and unless it's a movie, 2 hours I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, especially this show, Celebrity Apprentice. It's an easy sleeper.
Yeah, it is. The first, like most of these shows, Dancing with the Stars, I don't even know about Survivor, but a lot of these shows, I'll watch the first episode and then I'll drift.
Yep.
You know, you still watch Amazing Race?
Well, I never really, I'm usually working while it's on. The wife is always watches it religiously.
How's that one-armed girl doing, the girl that got her?
That was last season. I don't think she's on this season, is she?
Yeah, this season.
So this season?
Yeah. I mean, she seems like the only one that they were
putting in. It tells you how much I know about it. I don't know.
She seems like the only one they were putting in the commercials to draw you in. Yeah. It had interest to me.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Wonder Woman girl, did you see Walking Dead?
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed in it.
I like how they shot that one woman's arm off.
Yeah.
They had nothing to give her? I mean, they didn't.
Well, he said he was originally going to give her something, and then she said she didn't want anything. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And he used the wire to knock it off. I mean,
saw
I thought
that. First, he started with the hacksaw.
Yeah, and then he went to the wire. Yeah. Which is weird.
Sawed off her arm while she was up. That pain would have had to knock her out.
Oh gosh!
And she met her demise later in the show anyhow.
By her own choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a stink bomb of an episode.
Yeah, you know, and I don't like those episodes when they commit a whole episode just to one group or one party or one individual.
Yeah.
They do that occasionally.
And I almost forgot who this girl was. I think
right.
It was the
she's
first time.
The sister of the son, the daughter of
the older guy who was the priest, the minister who owned the house, right?
Right.
Where they all live. Yeah, I totally forgot about her.
Yeah. It was forgettable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy with it, though.
No, neither was I.
Yeah. Being gone a couple of days, I had a lot of stuff to catch up on at TiVo. The Kardashians and the...
That show's a joke. Yeah. I barely stomached watching it.
Yeah. I'm watching because I like it being in the Hamptons.
You got to get out and about, though, more, you know. That house is interesting because when they pan into it, it almost looks like a painting. It doesn't look real. It looks like it's a
set. I don't
know
how much of the show you saw, but
you know
what stinks if you're somebody in Scott's position? He's not married, so there's no, other than the children, and even that, there's no legal binding between him and Courtney. So she runs that relationship.
And
it's,
how?
It's the Kardashian dynasty. They're not married. They're not even engaged.
Mm-mm.
So he makes money, generates revenue. She even asked him, she says, so what? He said something like, I got to go to work. And she says, so what do you do? You know, and he says, you know, I do a lot of things. I do this, I do that. And
you know, that's what I've got to say, too, because he makes these appearances like at these bars.
Well, that's what he does, Mark.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Well,
I do.
I understand that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, how much could an appearance of him, less the Kardashians, at a nightclub pay?
Well, how much we know, what's his name from Pawn Stars? What's his name? The clumsy guy.
Yeah, but that's a hit show.
I'm just saying he gets 40, yeah. And so Scott's got to get 10 to 20. But anyhow, so he was going to work in Manhattan, a club that he arranged for an appearance there. So he was going. She didn't want him going because Chloe was going off to South Africa with French Montana for 3 days.
I know. I never heard of this French Montana
before. Yeah, I researched him last night. He started getting big in the last year.
Okay. He's nothing to look at.
He sounds like an idiot.
Right. He sure does. And he's going down to South Africa like he's a big star?
For the MTV Awards.
Does anybody know him here, let alone in South Africa?
Yeah.
And why in the world would Courtney get or Chloe get involved with that guy?
Yeah,
how that happened?
And since the show started, I think they've already broken up.
And could Chloe's ass get any bigger? I mean, it's getting to be the size as her sister.
Let me finish off where I started going, then we'll go back here. But Scott was going into Manhattan for a club appearance. Courtney didn't really want him going because she was going to be home alone with the kids. And who cares for a couple hours, right?
Well, he's spending the night out there.
Yeah, okay, so who cares for one night? But anyhow.
Well, if I'm a mother pregnant with two kids out in the Hamptons, this big house, I wouldn't want to be there alone.
Yeah,
I'm looking at like
so.
The mother.
I
the father's
so.
Got to be
anyhow,
there with
he's
me.
Like they decide this the night he's going. I don't know.
Well, he only dropped it on her. Yes.
He's getting 10 to 20 grand. I don't know how much, but he's gone. So he comes back, and he's greeted at the gates by security. They are not letting him on the grounds. She has prohibited him from coming into the grounds.
Oh, I must have missed that part.
Yeah.
So there were gates at this house?
Yeah. Gates, with a security guy at the gate. You know, he looked like a Secret Service.
Huh.
So the guy says, you can't drive the vehicle on. She says, this vehicle is not permitted on the grounds. He let him walk on, but at the end of the day, he wasn't even supposed to walk on. So he tries to get in. He's locked out. She comes out from the balcony, very arrogant and uppity like she always is.
Yeah, boy, I can't stand
her. He's like, are you kidding me? You locked me out? And she says, yeah, that's right. You're not welcome here. You know, you don't bring nothing to the table. You don't listen to me.
This
leave me
guy's
in the house.
Made enough money. He needs to get out of that mess of a relationship with that
legally
broad.
Legally speaking, I guess she would have control of the kids, and he would just get the kids on.
Yeah, because she's the mother. Plus, he's got a bad record of drinking and drugs and you know, all sorts of stuff. So she
pretty much just said, you're on your own. And it ended with previews for the rest of the season. And they said that they're like separated.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Didn't they go down this road a few years ago?
I guess at the end of the day, they got this third kid coming.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to start thinking right now, hold on, wait a second here. She's making all this money. I'm not even married to her. I'm not going to get a piece of it. I can't do anything. So he's got to do these appearance things, you know?
Yeah.
But she could just say, you know what? It's over. You're not doing it for me.
Yep.
But well, he did try marrying her a couple of years ago, and she said no.
Right. And she knows why. She doesn't want him to get half of what she's got, period.
Yeah, I think she's worth like 40.
I don't know about that. I can't see. I mean, who knows? But yeah, well, no, I don't like her at all. Contract, she just seems, you know, you got to get either got to move forward or get out of a relationship like this because she's always complaining about him. And there's a lot of money at stake right here. And you got three kids, and they keep having more kids.
Yeah,
you know, just either get together or just say enough's enough. It's her fault too. She shouldn't have had another kid when she already had problems with this guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's very
back
selfish.
Back to French Montana, born in Casablanca.
Oh, is that right? Places.
Age 13, he moved to the States, lived in the Bronx.
Is that his real name now, French Montana?
No, it's okay. Some quirky thing.
Okay. But, Abdullah Muhammad Elzir.
Like yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Raised in the Bronx and then started getting to hip hop. And then his first, he's the president of some record label now called Cocaine Kids. But anybody could start that.
Yeah.
So I think his first album came out in 2012. So he became relevant the latter part of 2013. But again, you know, he's headlining this event in
Blows
Cape
me
Town.
Away.
Yeah, but everybody's there. You know, she travels with him. Everybody's there to see her.
And how did everybody know that she was coming?
Well, you know how they work
it. They released it. Yeah, the Kardashians released that information.
You know how you work it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I think, and he sounds like an idiot.
Big time.
I mean, that's when I went
and
to.
And he looks a mess.
To start researching him because I thought, holy crap. She goes from one to one. I mean, after Lamar left her, or they're still married, actually, I think.
I think they got the divorce.
She was going with the game. Then it was French Montana. And now it's somebody else that's in the picture.
Wow. Hey, oh, so Montana's already out of it?
Yeah. I saw in the E! Television trailer. Not trailer. What do you call it? The bottom feed information. It's at the bottom of the... What do they call that? The roller?
Yeah,
at the bottom
I guess,
of the TV. But Kris Jenner's already dating somebody.
Well, that's because Bruce Jenner is dating Kris Jenner's... one of her best friends. Yeah, so I guess...
I tried to Google who she's dating. Nothing came up.
Well, maybe
he's
got
to be somebody, though, right? She's not going to just date some Joe.
Who knows? You know, that's for sure. He's got to be a billionaire. That's what she's looking for, some billionaire or something.
Yeah, but nothing
like that
came up.
Well, who knows? Anyhow, great weekend. We just returned yesterday afternoon from a spectacular weekend in the beautiful state of Maryland, where we were in North Bethesda and Washington, D.C. So we might do a big shout out to the gang over there, the Miss Maryland USA pageant, Deb Miller. Thanks so much for having us out there. We enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed our stay. We've got a lot to go over. First thing also, I guess what we want to do is congratulate the winners. The new Miss Maryland USA is, let me see here, it's Mommy.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Mommy IJ, which is, that's some name, yeah, Mommy IJ. And boy, she got the crowd loved her. They wouldn't stop cheering her on. So she's the new Miss Maryland USA. And then the new Miss Maryland Teen USA is Taylor Dawson.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Taylor Dawson?
Taylor Dawson, yeah.
So you had two Taylors back-to-back. Last year, the winner of Miss Maryland USA was Taylor Burton, and this year, the winner of Miss Maryland Teen USA is Taylor Dawson. So I guess Taylor is a common name out there in Maryland.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So congratulations, ladies. You've got a great year ahead of you. Mommy Ajay and Taylor Dawson, it was great meeting you. Enjoy your year. Enjoy the fame.
It was great picking them too, Mark. A lot of tough competition out there. We both
it
had
was
part,
tough. I tell you, it was almost like California picking these women for the
you
the
wouldn't
winners.
Think that Maryland would have so many beautiful women for whatever
Indeed.
Reason. You kind of figure Florida does because of the sunshine. California does because it's Hollywood and the sunshine, so forth and what have you. But you go up to Maryland for some reason. I just don't. But anyhow, surprisingly enough, I guess I underestimated the beauty because there was a bunch of them.
They were
making our job a lot more difficult than we probably had anticipated.
Ain't that the truth, but had a great time. And you know what we always like to do when the Harris brothers are traveling around the country, we always like to maximize our stay, our visit,
every minute.
So being only 15 miles, I guess it was about 15 miles from DC, right?
I think it was about 25 or 30, actually.
We had to maximize and take in as much as we can. And I want to do a big shout out and a big thank you to world famous Ben's Chili Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Located at 1213 U Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. Phone number is 202-667-0909. BensChiliBowl.com. And ladies and gentlemen, they ship to all 50 states.
There you have it.
So we were there, and I'd been to Ben's Chili Bowl before. Matt never has. But when I was there a few years ago, I did not have their original chili half smoke.
Yep.
So
that's their signature item.
Right. You figured their
signature item would be a bowl of chili.
Yeah, because it's the name of the place is yeah. Ben's Chili Bowl.
Not the case, though.
Yeah. And the Ben's original chili half smoke is Bill Cosby's favorite.
What about President Obama?
Well, was that his favorite too?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's originally made famous by Ben's in 1958. So this thing's been around there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's grilled and served on a warm steamed bun, which was great because you got to have a good bun.
Yeah, you don't want a cold one.
And this was a great warm steamed bun with mustard, onions, and Ben's spicy chili sauce.
Hey, wait a minute.
We didn't
have onions. We asked for onions. They didn't put the onions on there.
Right.
We didn't
delicious.
Need it, though. It's delicious.
And it's called the half smoke because it's mixed pork and beef, $5.95, and it comes with potato chips.
Good potato chips too.
Indeed.
The Ruffles.
And then we had to have a side of Ben's Chili Bowl chili cheese fries, and because it's a generous portion of fries smothered with cheese and Ben's homemade
Mop
spicy chili sauce, $5.95, and it's
watering.
A ginormous order. I don't think we even were able to finish it.
No, we didn't.
Right?
We were starving when we got there. And I like how they brought us, Mark, to the back private room. We had our own room for ourselves, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So, thank you to...
I'll be back.
Of course.
I might even have some shipped out.
Yeah, a big thank you to Nazim B. Ali. I believe she's the daughter of Ben.
Who was the person that worked with us when we were there that was very assistful and very helpful?
Let me see. Was it Amand or...
I think that was it. But yeah, you know what? I want to have some of that chili sent out here. How do they do that?
How do they do that?
I guess they just put it in a container and just freeze it or...
Yeah, but you're right. Should get some for us and maybe we could even give them something away on our show. We can have a drawing.
Let's work on that.
And we can do that out because... And it's a great thing is too. They've also got one at the airport at the Reagan National.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to get a bowl, did we eat before or we ate? No, we ate before.
Well,
we had
a big
breakfast
before we left the hotel.
But for over 55 years, since 1958, serving the Washington D.C. area and beyond, Ben's Chili Bowl, home of the original chili half smoke. All the presidents go there. I mean, you've got all the celebrities that go there. The Harris
nice
brothers were there.
Nice picture of Washington.
Yeah, right.
With his half smoke in his hand.
Again, a big thank you to Ben's.
Thank you, Ben's
Chili Bowl.
Boy, I could go for a bowl right now, even though we didn't have a bowl. Wow. The chili was delicious, but I could go for a big bowl right now. Extra cheese on there, Mark, maybe a little bit of sour cream, some onion, and some hot
sauce.
They got a huge
history going back to the 50s.
Damn.
So
let's get on that and see about getting some ordered today or tomorrow.
Right.
Busy
good
day
idea.
Today, so won't be able to do it today, but
good idea. Good idea.
Yeah.
And as we were there, in D.C. area, again, we continued our maximization with the trip by taking
another shout out you got there, brother.
Tour bus. There's a ton of tour buses out there in Washington, D.C., but this is the big bus tours. Now, this is great because if you visit cities and you like to take these tours, best thing about some of these tour buses is the ones that got up top and inside and outside.
Yeah.
Now, I myself personally always like the outside.
Have to, even though you have to deal with the
elements. It was cold. I think when we were there on Saturday morning, we took the first tour at 9 a.m.
It had to be in the 30s, upper 30s.
Could be.
Or lower 40s.
BigBusTours.com. And they've got locations around the globe, actually. They've got a ton of locations, not only here in the States. I believe they have they do. They've got some in Abu Dhabi, Budapest.
Abu Dhabi.
Dubai, Las Vegas, Istanbul, Hong Kong, London.
Las Vegas.
Miami, Muscat, Philadelphia, Paris, New York, San Francisco, Shanghai, Vienna. But nothing in Los Angeles.
Well,
wow.
I guess there's too many competitors. Yeah, too many competitors.
Well, New York City, you're going to have more competitors than NYC.
Well, I think New York City, from just being there over the summer, I think they only have like two or three of these buses.
Are you out of your mind? There must be 20.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 20 out here. So
right. That's what I'm saying. They got them in NYC, but nothing out here. But this is a great trip. And as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are giving away a pair of Big Bus Tours, Washington, D.C. It's adult 24-hour, all loops, complimentary. So if you want to be entered into the contest, send us an email at wow, creationsmedia@gmail.com. The next couple of days, we will pull a winner, and on our show next Tuesday, we will make the announcement of what lucky listener will be taking the big bus tour in Washington, D.C. It's about a two-hour tour. It takes you to the White House, Washington Monument, the Capitol, the Lincoln Memorial, it's past the Smithsonian Institution, the FDR Memorial. It takes you all over the place. So they give you a beautiful map, and it lists every place you're going to go. So definitely get out there, visit bigbustours.com.
I don't know if we had any listeners in the D.C. area before this weekend, but after this weekend, I can guarantee you, after meeting all the people we did, we definitely have some listeners. So if you're listening and you want to go on the tour and you haven't already been on it, you know, that's
we've got a couple
too.
Of free passes here, kids.
I guess it would be good for somebody going to D.C. because we wouldn't take a tour of L.A. We live here. I mean, would D.C. people take the tour? Right?
Probably not. Good point. Good point. So, but anyhow, I mean, yeah, you're like
Matt
was saying.
It's close to New York. It's close to Philly. It's close to, a lot of other cities. It's centrally located. You're within 5 hours from a lot of different metropolitan cities. So if you're listening and you're planning a trip to D.C., hey, we got some free passes.
These passes, I would think, are good for at least a year.
Yeah.
So, if you want to head out there during next summer.
I'm kind of curious. Do you know what they're valued at?
I think these are about $50.
Yeah, can't beat that. So we got a pair of them?
Yeah.
$100.
So wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll put them in the fishbowl, and then we're going to have a winner next Tuesday. Somebody's going to win these.
The fishbowl. Yeah, we had to deal with the fishbowl over the weekend during the pageants as the contestants, the final five, had to dip their hands into the fishbowl to get the question.
How about my question? And how about the answer to
your question, which was my question? I told you last week that was going to be my question.
That's news to me, bro.
Yeah, right. Yep. But how about the answer they gave?
My question for our listeners around the world who were not in Bethesda this weekend was this. Do you think that the United States of America has handled the Ebola crisis effectively? The answer may come back as the individual who answered the question said one word, yes.
Yeah, if you were to phrase a question, and if not, how could they handle it? Yep. Or if so, what suited them best? Mm-hmm. But she knew that would be a tough question to ask. But at the same time, she knew that you phrased it so she could just answer.
I did not think of that.
Because you're thinking they're going to expand.
You think so.
Yeah.
But she played it safe.
9 out of 10 of them never answer the question directly anyhow. They go in some weird circle, and they never answer.
Well, like Miss South Carolina at Miss Teen USA in Pasadena a few years ago went on about the Iraq, and everything.
That was an explosion in the wrong direction, no doubt about that. But most of the time,
that was toxic.
They don't even answer the question. You know? I mean,
right, they don't. But these are young girls. These aren't college graduates as of yet.
And
so
I love it when
they're not
they get,
prepared for an in-depth answer.
I love it when they get done. They say, thank you. They're cutting the question. They don't want to be asked again. They don't want anybody else saying anything else.
They know. They're seasoned pros.
They just say, thank you. And the host always has to come back with good answer. Oh, very good. Or thank you.
Yep.
How about that host? Dana. What was his last name?
Let's see. Dana. Let me think. Dana.
Big shout out. Dana did a good job. We look forward to seeing you in New York. I think we're back.
Dana Rosengard.
Dana Rosengard.
Did a good job. Hey, he's been affiliated with the
30 years.
And I want to do a big shout out. And it was great meeting our fellow judges, don't you think?
Some fun ones there.
Yeah, we had different panels. I was Miss, you were Miss Teen, but I had Mike Brooks, a Harvard graduate who runs his own gym, and I guess
personal trainer.
Yeah, and he trains the winners for a whole year,
for the entire year. Yeah.
We had Brian Pastillo, Crystal Smith, and Erwin Gomez,
eyebrow guru.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, he could not attend the judges' dinner on Saturday night because he was back at his salon tending to VIPs. And the VIPs he had Saturday night were the royal family from Saudi Arabia.
How about
that? The Fayeds.
And
how about that?
Isn't he their personal brower? Don't they fly him out
there? Yeah, he's gone to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in the past.
How about that?
And on your judging panel, we had the Moses Samakian.
Oh, how do you pronounce his last name?
It's Samakian.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, Moses Samakian.
Wow.
Right. Beverly Johnson. And my favorite.
Beverly Johnson.
Here's my favorite. Sed Haddad. Sed, if you're listening.
Sed.
It was great meeting you this weekend. He's a man of many talents.
Interesting cat, to say the least.
Yeah, many talents, and it was a pleasure meeting him, and hopefully we'll get some synergy going and we can get some partnerships with this guy, because
entrepreneur,
this is the guy you want to work
traveler,
with.
Yeah. Model, doer.
Patrick McMeans, who runs 1816 Boutique.
Out of Columbus, Ohio.
It's 18, no, it's actually it's 18. Society. The 1812 Society.
Yeah,
right. And our chairman and leader of the weekend, Bryce Buell. So thanks everybody again for a wonderful weekend. Matt and I maximized our time. We went and had a stogie. We went to the Willard Hotel. We had the drinks at the Hamilton Bar, which is right in back of the Willard Hotel.
Which is just a block and a half away from the White House.
Yeah.
Beautiful buildings.
Beautiful.
Beautiful downtown.
So if you guys have not been to the Washington, D.C. area, or Washington, D.C., Maryland, you got
to
go.
Yeah, and if you have kids, you got to bring them. You know, you have to. I mean, all young kids should spend a day at least in
Washington. A day, yeah.
I mean, if you're in transition to Philly or New York, or you're going through the country or whatever, at least, I mean, you could maximize a squeeze a day, but there's so much history there, so much fun stuff to do, and just great photo shoots, and just try to get out there. I mean, I think it's mandatory, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, thanks everybody at the Miss Maryland USA pageant. Great time. We look forward to our next adventure under the franchise of the owners of the Deb Miller and the Miss Maryland, as we do the Miss New York USA pageant in November. So,
oh, that's in January.
Or January, I'm sorry. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Thanks again, you guys. Appreciate
and I think,
that.
Mark, aren't we planning on going straight from New York straight to Sundance? Isn't
I believe so. We're trying to coordinate the week because the dates are out. We missed it last year to go to New York, Miss New York, because the dates were right the same week of Sundance. So I think it's before or after this year. So I think we're going to be able to knock out both events. So should work out really good. Looking forward to that, other than the cold. You know, it's middle of December, January. I think it's right in the middle of winter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
jeez,
January.
Holy crap. I just opened up this new Rob report all about blends of cocktails and scotches and so forth. And the page I just opened up to, it's Louis XIII. Oh. $18,000 for this bottle, Mark.
$18,000.
This is what I saw at the airport when we were in Edmonton coming home. But how about that? $18,000. You know, it's like if you have a fantastic meal, okay, meals are very expensive. You get a nice steak or you have some caviar or whatever, you could spend $300-$500 for a meal. You know, and it's for a couple hours with a pleasure. But, you know, you're savoring it and it's enjoyable, a steak you take 30 minutes to eat or what have you. $18,000 for this bottle of cognac, you're going to drink it, it's going to be gone. You're going to get maybe a hell of a buzz, but $18,000 to drink something.
Hey, 40 minutes ago, we just got a Facebook request from the winner of the Miss Maryland Teen USA pageant, Taylor Dawson.
Oh, hey, Taylor. Yeah. If you're listening, hey, I picked her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and
accept.
I'm going to like her.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to send her a message, as a matter of fact.
Check this out. Here's a Hennessy Paradis Cognac. Well, this is a big difference between $18,000, but still, $975 a bottle.
Wow.
I've never seen a bottle of tequila for $299 before. Casa Dragones for tequila lovers.
Wow.
$299. Here's something more like it. Mister's Small Batch Bourbon, $44. Now we're talking. But, I mean, this just blew me away with this $18,000 bottle of cognac. And at the airport that we were at, Mark, in Edmonton, I asked the woman behind the counter. She sells two bottles a week.
Of which
bottle? Of the $18,000 bottle of cognac.
Two bottles a week?
Yeah, Asians.
Come on.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. I said, how often do you sell one of these? Or maybe she said two a month. I'm sorry, two a month.
Wow.
Yeah. So
two a month, that's still incredible.
Yeah.
I wonder if she gets a commission on that.
Yeah, don't most of them, if you're behind the, if you're selling something, are you getting something?
What store was she at?
It was at a liquor store, a premium liquor store.
See, I don't think liquor stores give you a commission.
Yeah. Okay, then I guess she doesn't get a commission, pal. $375 for this bottle of Armagnac. Yeah, this is all expensive, but $3,400 for this bottle of Armagnac, 1900 Armagnac. Well, you got to know your stuff. If you're gonna
spend
$3,400.
Well, there's a lot of connoisseurs out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's such a variety. They must spend all their time drinking. Boy, I tell you, blown away by this. Right?
That's something, yeah. And especially something like that. I mean, you're going to urinate that right out the next hour.
That's what I'm saying. And like an expensive meal or even a cigar. You spend $50 for a cigar, you could spend.
Oh, speaking of cigars, thanks again, Bruce. Jeez, Bryce for giving us the Camacho cigars over the weekend, and we went out with the group and smoked them out there. It must have been sub-zero temperatures, right, when we were outside there that Saturday night.
It was freezing.
35 degrees.
We couldn't even finish the cigar.
Yeah.
Which was kind of
a waste. We had to get in.
I hate that. I hate
it. But Camacho cigars, we love them. It's our favorite cigar now. So thanks again. Appreciate that.
Hopefully we got some coming our way before we head out to Alabama next week.
Well, that's right.
I'm going to reach out to Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf, yeah.
We met them.
We're off to Montgomery. Hey, where do we fly into, though? Do we fly into Birmingham? Or is there an airport
in
Montgomery?
That's good. Well, Montgomery's the capital, so hopefully they got a
okay. So we should fly right into Montgomery.
Figure the capital city would have an airport, right?
Well, who knows?
I mean, who knows? But I mean, if it's the capital,
does Springfield, Illinois have an airport?
Yeah. You know?
So probably not. But anyhow, so we're there. We leave a week from Thursday. It's a quick trip because it's we come back
three
on
days.
The Sunday. Yeah,
I like the 3-day trips. We're gone 4 days here. We're going to be gone
Thursday,
4 days
Friday,
in a couple
Saturday,
weeks.
Wait, Thursday,
we head to Florida.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were 5 days. We were gone. This recent went to Maryland. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
I always go by nights.
Oh,
Thursday night, Friday
I go by
night,
days.
Saturday. Yeah,
five
four,
days.
Four nights. Mm. 4 nights away. Hey, I finally got my iPhone, kids. iPhone 6 Plus. Ordered it 3 weeks ago. I was told it'd be anywhere from
three weeks.
Yeah, as I was saying, I was told anywhere from 2 weeks to 8 weeks. And I'm thinking I'm not getting till December, but it came yesterday. I got the gold and white one. Love it. So if you're out there and you're on the fence, and like I said, I got the Plus. And after I got the Plus, I thought maybe the Plus is too big. The standard one, the new iPhone 6, is larger than the 5. And it's like the size of a Galaxy from a year ago. But I thought, what the heck? Let me go big. And then after I ordered, I thought, oh, no, I think I may have ordered the big one. When I shouldn't have. Little too big. But I got it, and I love it. So if you're on the fence, go big. Don't go small.
Go big.
It's more money, but it's worth it. And it comes, as far as an option it's got for filming, for pictures and video, it comes in slow-mo, which is interesting. So you could film that you're going to need it for anything unless you want to make a, I don't know for what reason, but it's an option for slow motion. So thank you, Apple,
for
getting
it
to me
option.
So quick. And couldn't transfer any of my photos, though. But
they couldn't do that for you?
They don't do that anymore. No, you got to do it. Everything's got to go to the iCloud.
Oh,
I know you're
no.
Not yeah, the iCloud.
So you got to start from scratch again.
Yeah, but I pretty much already printed out most of my collection, so I actually haven't printed for them for a photo album. But it's a lot of these pictures were from, you know, 5-6 years ago.
So all those pictures that you had on your previous iPhone are
all
just
– Yeah,
you can't email those or text those anywhere.
But again, they're all gone. In fact, I traded in my phone yesterday. I got $200 for it. They cleaned it. It was completely cleaned. It's like a total recall.
You talking about the phone that you had problems with that was just about dead? They still paid you $200?
Uh-huh.
Did they know it was almost dead?
No, in fact, they said, boy, this is in perfect condition. But they said, we'll honor you. Because 2 days after I signed my contract, Mark, they got rid of the $200 being the top. The most you could get right now for any iPhone is $130.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
So
that's
I got
amazing.
I got $200. But it's like
how was that given to you?
Oh,
I've credits in AT&T.
Yeah, $200, and that's great though because we have a $300 plus monthly bill, so that's fine. But they clean it slate like your brain in Total Recall when they put you in that chair and they stick.
And then what do they do with it?
They resell it.
So there's some places that are reselling used iPhones?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've never seen that anywhere.
Well, I don't know, but I got $200 for it, so.
Well, you got a credit.
Yeah, still $200.
Oh?
Yeah, so I don't know and I don't care. It's
wow.
Better than nothing.
Wow.
You know, whether it be cash, whether it be a Visa card, or whether it be credit, $200 is $200.
Is that right?
In the old days, you trade in your phone, you don't get nothing.
Yeah.
When the old days, the last,
I mean, last
trade,
week,
2 years ago, yeah. In fact, 2 years ago, I didn't even trade it. And what happened was, when I got my new iPhone 5, I kept my old iPhone, the iPhone 4. I sold it at the mall at a kiosk for $30.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. When these numbers are
in
coming
fact,
up,
Mark, I sold a Razor. Remember that from like 10 years ago? I had a Razor.
The Razor.
The
let
flip
me think.
Phone.
That was the Motorola, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sold my iPhone 4. My BlackBerry and my Razor. I got $50 for all three of those.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who would have even thought you'd get any money for old phones?
Yeah. But now it's a big thing. You go into Sprint, they'll give you $200 for it. You know, well, now for Apple, it's $130, but I don't know if Sprint will. But 130 is the top that AT&T is going to get you, but that's 130 that you weren't getting
right
5 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Hey, so when are we on Storage Wars again?
I think next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Oh, no, actually Sunday. We're on Sunday. I think Homeland. I believe Homeland is on Sunday.
I like that.
Or Saturday afternoon. It's a Sunday or Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah, something like that.
2 o'clock. All right, so get out there and watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, what are your thoughts on... by the way, when we landed the other day, check this out. When we landed the other day, we keep our cars the closest lot to the airport. What's the name of the place we park at?
It's... boy.
Anyhow, it's the closest one. It's not covered, and it's pretty, I guess, fair pricing. It's $11 or $12 a day, as opposed to the other ones that are covered that are like $15 and $16 a day. There was a brand new white Rolls Royce Phantom sitting in the parking lot.
Now, if I was driving around a car that's worth $400,000, I'm valet parking it in a covered lot,
yeah.
Not an open, uncovered.
At the airport, they have valet. At the airport, they have covered parking there. It's like $33 a day. But not to mention, you park the car and you're right by the terminal.
Yeah.
What is this person thinking?
I don't know.
We saw that there, and we were both kind of like...
I don't like keeping my car out in the elements like that for that extended period of time.
So if you're listening, handicapped person driving the white Phantom Rolls Royce parked at the... what's the name of that lot? Mm. It's not that spotted lot. It's something ride.
Yeah, Elliot. No, yeah.
Anyhow, you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Next time, quit being a cheap shit and park, even if you're not going to valet it.
Take care of your car.
Park in the covered lot.
Take care of your car.
Park in the covered lot, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Handicap. I wonder if he was handicapped. I know that touches a nerve with you and these handicapped people.
Well, it's abuse. I hate seeing somebody who's not handicapped using the handicapped spot, So
So that being said, do you expect everybody to walk out of the car with a limp or a cast?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, you don't. But I want to do a quick shout-out and a thank you to our Storage Wars fans in Maryland. We had a first-time ever fan encounter in the elevator of our hotel as we were going up. A guy got on there and recognized us.
Boy, I thought he was going to have a coronary, too. He was so excited.
Yeah, he wanted to take a picture of us in there.
Come on,
and we also
Clooney.
Had our first Storage Wars fan encounter on the subway from Bethesda to D.C.
Oh, that was great.
It was on Halloween night. Friday was it Saturday? The guy was there with his wife and kids, and they were all in their costumes. The guy was in his Ghostbusters costume. Was that Saturday or Friday? Probably Friday, I think, right? Friday night?
I tell you, Mark, I lose track of these days when we're gone.
Yeah, so we had the encounter in the subway, an encounter in the elevator, and then along the way we had...
Then how about when we were in the men's room, the one gentleman that was in the stall next to you, after we get done, we're washing our hands, he knew who we were.
So first time bathroom encounter as well?
First time bathroom encounter as well. And then
he didn't ask to shake my hand.
Yeah. His daughter was outside. He says his daughter's
10-year-old daughter who was very intelligent.
Fan base in the under 12 crowd.
Right.
So the
geezers love us and the kids love us.
Yeah. And he wanted a photo. Right off the bat, she knew who we were. And she was about 10, maybe even younger.
Yeah.
So he took a photo. He was jazzed. So we had the first bathroom encounter. First elevator encounter and first subway encounter.
Right.
Speaking about the subway, they got a great subway system out there in Maryland.
Nice stations, on time,
clean,
quick.
Fast. Seemed like we were zipping
along.
Seemed
a little pricey though.
$5.
I think that $5 for a one way trip.
Yeah, whether you're going one stop or whether you're going for an hour, $5.
Yeah. So if you wanted to get here and there, you're out $10.
Great ride though.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mark. I want to do a shout out to Handsome and Lace. The website is handsomeandlace.ca. They are a necktie and bow tie company based in Toronto, Canada, who we're forming a partnership with to provide the
ties. We're going to get our own brand
tastemakers.
Ties, right?
Actually, we're not sure if we're going to be called the Tastemakers.
I don't like that. I like another
Kira,
name.
Kira, if you're listening, we hope you are. We're thinking of a name. Actually, we do have a name in mind. So let's before we go too much further, before we put the
before the label gets
there.
On there.
But anyhow, so a great partnership with them. Get to their website, handsomeandlace, LACE.ca. Great neckties, great bow ties. So we're going to be partnering. In fact, by the way, Kira, I always get, I'm not sure if it's Kira or Kira, K-E-I-R-A. How would you pronounce that, Mark? K-E-I-R-A.
Well, I pronounce
Kira.
Kira, yeah.
Kira.
Yeah.
We got a box coming your way shortly. So thanks again. Get to the website, check out their ties, and hopefully buy a couple.
I want to do a quick thank you also to some of these brands that were involved this weekend's gift bags. There are too many to list, but I'd like to name some of them if I may.
Go for it.
Bootstraps. What's the name of that Bootstraps company? was
well,
great.
Well, you started with the shout-out, so...
Yeah, I didn't have
it
written
down. Heels. Heels, I think. Ah. If you're listening, Deb, sorry about that. I guess Mark wanted to shout out and he wasn't prepared.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
I'm pretty sure it's Heels, H-E-E-L-Z .com. Great stuff.
Bootstraps. I thought I had the list with him, but I have another list, so that's not going to work this trip.
Oh, you're winging it. You're trying to wing it.
Yeah, and it's tough because I can't remember anything, so I can't.
We got a great picture coming your way because we have a fantastic photo of the Miss Teen USA, Taylor Dawson, who's a beaut, holding.
And Miss Marilyn is holding it as well. We got a picture of them both.
Oh, they both came? I only saw them as, oh.
Got them both.
Fantastic. I wonder if that's the only brand they did that with, and if so,
probably then, because it's more visible. The other ones are smaller.
Yeah.
So tough to see.
They sent large ones. I wonder if they sent large ones and small ones for each girl, because there was two sizes.
Hmm.
And Taylor Dawson's holding both of them.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they sent both. If so, fantastic.
Mm, interesting. Hey, we haven't mentioned this in a while, but I want to put that out there. If you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, we are on the Harris Brothers World of Wow, which can be watched 24/7, 365, anywhere, any place with your laptop, desktop, iPad, Android, iPhone. It's at www.firstrun.tv, the Harris Brothers World of Wow. It's there. Just click us. The picture of us, it takes you into a nice 23 episode of the Harris Brothers World of Wow. Also, we're always looking for more friends on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. So go to Facebook because this is the best way to follow us and see recent pictures of us, what we're doing at facebook.com/ Wow Creations. Like us. Send us a message. We love you. And then the next best way is Twitter. It's twitter.com/ Wow Hollywood. You know, we're always back and forth. We're big on social media, so follow us with the Twitter.
The
we're
Twitter.
Also on the Instagram, MySpace, Instagram. Flickr, LinkedIn. LinkedIn, we've gotten a few hundred new followers in the last couple weeks. So LinkedIn, we're always looking for more followers and friends through LinkedIn. So get to us. We're also, as mentioned earlier in the show, we are giving out two tickets to go in the big bus tour in Washington, D.C. We're going to have a drawing later on this week, put in the fishbowl, and next Tuesday's show we'll announce the winner. So send us your entry form at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Ah, hell, also go with our other email address in case of that when you can't find it.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. And please,
certainly.
If you haven't had a chance to visit our website, it's wowcreationsmedia.com.
And then we're going to be having a upcoming article column in Fine Lifestyles. Did you mention that?
I did not. Why don't you share that with
Fine
folks?
Lifestyles magazine. Mark and I write a column regarding lifestyle, of course, luxury cuisine, travel, and so forth. So we have
all the fun stuff.
Got an upcoming article coming, and I think it looks like we're forming a partnership with Focus Magazine out here in the 310 area code, Southern California. So look for that soon too. I think for November, I think we just missed the deadline by a day.
Yeah.
So look for it in December. So lots going on with the Kings of Swag.
I think we're on Sunday. One episode. It's our Homeland episode. It's the first episode that we had with Renee and Casey.
Yes.
They make their
first
appearance.
Down there in Homeland, California.
Right.
Homeland, which is out in Riverside County, I believe. Way the hell out there.
It's a long way.
Yeah. I think we got the call about the shoot the night before, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that's how it always works with them. So, you know, next week we travel to Alabama. The following week we are in
beautiful Boca Raton,
right, for the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament.
Oh yeah.
Now they're still selling tickets for the event. They're still looking for volunteers. They're still looking for sponsors. So
and
why
you
don't you
donate
go
to the cause
ChrisEverett.org. You could donate to the cause. You could volunteer. You could purchase tickets. It's going to be a great event.
Always
I myself personally am looking forward to meeting the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson. I've got to do some research how I should address her. Your Grace, Your Majesty, Your Eminence. you know, there's different ways that you've got to greet these
curtsy?
People. That's what I'm saying.
Hand?
I got to do some
research.
Do
the double kiss?
I like the your grace. I think that's the best way that I'm going to
Look into that. But I love – we've been involved with this charity the last couple of years, and it's one of the best
This is our third year, yeah.
Yeah. We love it. The people we work with are fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. The main event, which is naturally the tennis, which is 2 days on Saturday and Sunday, take place in beautiful Delray Beach Tennis Center. Then your parties and all the action takes place in Boca Raton at the fabulous Boca Raton resort and
hotel
club.
Hotel resort. Isn't it hotel resort?
No, it's resort and club.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the big party's taking place. So, again, tickets still available for the tennis matches. Tickets available for the meet and greet. Tickets available for the sensational, fabulous Saturday night dinner. So lots of stuff going on there. Go to chriseverett.org. It's got a list of the fabulous celebrities that are going to be involved with this thing. So we're glad to be providing the gifting again. And, you know, again, we're going to maximize where we're out there. We'll go to Palm Beach. We'll go to Worth Avenue.
Let's not forget Miami, brother. Of course. Hopefully we got time to zip on down to Miami.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we've got some acquaintances and friends and business associates down there that we've got to hook up with now, too. So
that's
lots
right.
of stuff going on in South Florida that week. By the way, congratulations to the world champion, former world champion Miami Heat, which is 4-0, I believe. They've not lost one game this season without LeBron. So keep it going, guys. Let's get another championship out there.
I guess we might as well send congratulations to the world champion San Francisco Giants. I got sour taste in my mouth about them.
No thanks.
I guess we got to be fair and professional. They did win.
Wow.
But go figure.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, your buddy, Mark, Clayton Kershaw, just won three awards yesterday. Meanwhile,
right?
Madison Bumgarner, who was pitching by far better than Clayton, what's he getting?
He got the MVP, right?
Didn't
yeah.
he? Yeah. A new truck and $5 million a year.
Wow.
Clayton's getting 25
Five a year, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
There you go.
Peanuts to us, but I guess
it's
peanuts to them,
yeah.
A fortune to us, but you know they all want these $15, $20 million contracts. So, well, good luck to them. I guess, again, sour grapes. I'm not a big Giants fan, but you know, kudos to you guys. I hope you continue watching us on Storage Wars. We've got an episode on Sunday. You can watch us anywhere, anytime on the fabulous Harris Brothers World of WoW on First Run TV. You could send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. You could follow us on Flickr, Instagram, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. We're all over the place. So thanks again for listening to us. Next week we'll have the winner of this week's giveaway. Have fun, enjoy, eat something good, drink something tasty, and enjoy life. It's short. Adios, ciao, and
see ya.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.